Brian, a day like this, it's one of those sort of necessary evils. How do you describe this type of day for a player?
I think for some guys it can be a bit nerve-wracking. I think if you're younger, and I remember my first couple camps, we wanted to do really well on the testing and you know, try and show the work you did all summer to the coaches. And you know, I think as you get older, you get a bit more comfortable with days like today, and you just learn how to get through it.
How's the vibe on this day compared to first days of camp in the past?
Good. I mean, I think we'll get a lot better idea tomorrow. I think everyone's kind of spread out in small groups today, so you know, I haven't even really saw a lot of guys. I think tomorrow when there's two bigger groups and you're around some of the guys more, you'll get a better idea. But I think, first impressions are everyone looks really good. Everyone looks like they worked really hard this summer and came in great shape. And everyone seems pretty hungry for the season to start.
Brian, so this morning that you're going to start camp as a second-line center, what does it mean to have that vote of confidence starting the process off here?
Well, for me, I mean, I've played with those guys before. You know, last year, I think, as a season, you know, I was a bit disappointed with how it went personally. I think I could have produced a bit more. And but it was my full first year in 3 years. And just being able to be out there for 82 games in playoffs meant a lot to me. And, you know, I think this year I'm really looking forward to, you know, playing with those guys. Those guys are just getting better every year, and they're getting more mature every year. So, you know, for me, it's going to be a fun process.
What are the keys to making that line work? I mean, 5-on-5, as you mentioned, didn't have maybe the chemistry that you had expected.
Yeah, I think that's just, you know, learning from each other. I think we're all kind of different players in our own right. You know, and I think it takes time to build chemistry. I mean, I think it's pretty rare you find it instantly with a full line. So I think it's still a matter of, I mean, we had times last year in games where I thought we played really well and had a lot of chemistry, and then there were times where we struggled a bit. So I think it's just getting that consistency, just getting used to each other. I mean, practicing with each other, the more we're around each other, is going to be a big difference.
You like the way camps are set up now, where you've only got 2 or 3 days and you get right into the preseason right away?
I wouldn't mind a couple extra days of practice just before you get into the first one. You know, it feels like, you know, you're kind of rushing through everything a bit in the first couple of days, trying to get through, you know, all the systems and trying to practice that. And you can only be on the ice for so long to get ready. Then all of a sudden you're playing games. So I wouldn't mind if it was a couple of days longer, but that's just the way it is.
So speaking of on the ice today, walk us through that beep test. Like, what's that thing all about? You were able to get through it. Just what are the challenges of it?
I think, you know, we've done it, I think, 3 or 4 years now. It's definitely challenging. I think the first half is pretty easy. You see, we're barely moving the first couple levels, then it changes pretty fast to super challenging. And I think it's more of a mental thing. It's pretty easy to just stop and bow out rather than keep going and keep suffering. But like I said, I mean, the more relaxed and comfortable you are, I think the better. You know, the young guys come in and they want to do well, and I'm sure they get pretty nervous before those tests.
When you played with Blake and Andrew for all those years, there was obviously a great fit and you knew where each other was. Is it a little different when you've got the two guys, the high-skilled younger guys that are a little more creative and maybe don't stick to a regular path like the other two?
Yeah, I wouldn't say, I mean, it's harder or easier to play with them. I think it's just different. I mean, Blake and Andrew, we were all pretty up and down the ice type of guys, straight line guys. Those guys, I feel like it's kind of the younger generation. They're more dynamic and, you know, they're really creative. They like to go side to side and carry the puck a lot. So it's just all of us kind of getting used to each other and working together to make it work.
Brian, are you surprised the Josh Morrissey's situation is sort of prepped this far and that they haven't been able to get a deal done, and any disappointment in him not being here day one?
Yeah, I mean, it's always you know, disappointing when you don't have the full team here and someone's missing, especially a guy like Morrissey. But you know, I think you've seen this, you know, quite a few times now over the years and around the league, and I think, you know, as a player, you just have confidence that something will get done and he'll be here, you know, as soon as he can.
You know, Patrick gets 44, and you know, I think Nicky had 29 last year. I mean, the excitement as a center iceman to have that potential on the wings, what's that like for you?
It's awesome. I haven't played with many guys like that where, you know, especially Patty, where they're that good at shooting the puck. Closest guy for me would be Kovalchuk, where, I mean, you get him the puck in a certain area and you just had the feeling that it was going to go in. So for me, I think, you know, I want to get those guys the puck in good positions as much as I can. You know, I don't want to take away from my own offense, but I mean, those guys are, you know, the pure shooters on that line, especially Patty. So for me, it's just fun to work with them and fun to, you know, watch them.
Patrick dropped, says he dropped 14 pounds, skated a lot more. When you first saw him, when he came here, did you notice that he looked a little leaner?
Well, yeah, his beard was gone, so his face automatically looks skinnier. But, yeah, he looks good. Like I said, a lot of guys look like they put in a lot of work this summer, and especially Patty. I mean, that's great to see a young guy work like that, you know, and probably recognize that, you know, he should be a little leaner. And, you know, you can tell he worked. I mean, he looks physically, you know, in better shape.
What should a quicker Patrick Laine mean? We already have seen what he can do with his stick, with his shot, but a faster Patrick Laine?
Yeah, I think he's still young and he's still putting it all together. I mean, he's a big guy, and he's just going to get more comfortable in his body. And, you know, as he gets older, you know, he's going to get faster and quicker. And, you know, that's pretty scary thought to think about, you know, when Patty starts to get, you know, the agility going and the feet going. Not that it's bad right now. I mean, he can still skate. He's got a really smooth stride. But, you know, once he puts it all together, he's going to be you know, one of the best goal scorers in the league.
Shortest offseason you've had, Brian, did you change anything through training at all this summer?
I think even though it was shorter, I took a bit more time off, just, you know, a little banged up from playoffs last year, and I just felt like I needed that time off more than usual. So, yeah, I took a bit more off, but, I mean, at the same time, I felt like it was still a good amount of time to get a lot of training in. But, yeah, it was nice. It was nice going back home later. You know, there was no snow on the ground still. So hopefully it's another really short summer next year.